Chapter 7. Lane Usage and Maneuvers. A lane is a part of a roadway wide enough for a car or a single line of vehicles to travel safely. Most lanes on hard-surfaced roads are marked with white or yellow lines. On dirt or gravel roads, some rural roads, private drives, and other roadways, the lanes may not be marked, but they are there anyway. You are expected to drive in the proper lane at all times, whether the lane is marked or not. Yellow dashes. Traffic moves in opposite directions on each side of the line. Passing is permitted when it's safe. White dashes. Traffic moves in the same direction on each side of the white dashes. Passing is permitted when it's safe. Solid yellow lines. Traffic moves in opposite directions on each side of the line. Solid yellow lines tell you two things. If a solid yellow line is on the left, you are on the proper side of the road, and if you cross that line, there's a danger from approaching vehicles or from obstacles in the median. Single or double solid yellow lines mean do not pass. You may cross the line to turn left. Solid white line. Traffic moves in the same direction on each side of the line, but passing is hazardous, as when you're approaching an intersection or merge area. Two lanes. Two-lane highways have a single broken yellow centerline. You should always drive to the right of the centerline, except to pass, when you can pass safely. Three lanes. Three-lane highways have two lanes for traffic flowing in opposite directions. Drivers from either direction may use the center lane for left turns. Enter this center lane only to make a left turn. You must not pass in this lane. Center lane marking. One solid yellow line on each side and yellow dash lines on the inside of the solid yellow lines. This lane is not to be used for passing. Four lanes. A four-lane highway is divided in half by two solid yellow lines in the center. The two lanes on each side are divided by a dashed white line. Changing lanes. Never change lanes until you are sure it's safe. Watch for clearance ahead and behind. Check your rearview mirrors. Signal your intention to change lanes. Look over your shoulder in the direction you will be moving. Look behind you to both sides again. Check your blind spots. Stay clear of the blind spots of the vehicle ahead of you. When a driver ahead of you signals a lane change, slow down and leave space for the change. Expressway driving. Oklahoma has many miles of limited access highways, designed for safe, uninterrupted travel at higher speeds. There are no stop signs, traffic signals, or railroad crossings. Freeways, toll roads, thruways, turnpikes, and expressways usually have no steep hills or sharp curves that limit your view of the road ahead. Limited access or controlled access means that you enter or leave the roadway only at entrances and exits, called interchanges, without ever crossing the path of other traffic. Many interchanges have places to get food, gas, and lodging. Driving on controlled access highways is different, and much safer, than driving on non-controlled access highways. The rules for driving on these roads are different, too. Speed. If your car is not in good condition or if you can't or don't want to drive at or above the minimum speed limit, don't use the expressway. Drive between the minimum, usually 40 miles per hour, and maximum, 55 to 75 miles per hour, speed limits. Driving too slowly is against the law because it's dangerous. Always drive at a safe speed for the conditions, such as traffic flow, rain, snow, etc. Maintain a constant speed. Don't speed up or slow down without good reason. Adjust your speed and lane to allow others to enter the freeway safely. Move to the right to allow vehicles driving faster than you to pass. Use the proper lane. Use the right-hand lane when you're driving slower than the other traffic. Use the middle or left-hand lane if you are traveling faster than the other traffic. Stay in the middle of your lane. You can change lanes when necessary, but don't weave in and out of traffic. Changing lanes back and forth doesn't get you there faster. Do not travel alongside other vehicles at the same speed. Avoid cars moving in packs. Stay out of other drivers' blind spots. Change speed and/or lanes so that you don't block the normal flow of traffic. Avoid collisions. Drive with caution. As far as possible, plan your entrance, direction, and exit. Stay 3 seconds behind the vehicle in front of you. Allow 4 seconds in bad weather. Watch 15 to 20 seconds ahead for cars braking, entering, and exiting. Observe all highway signs. If you are going to exit, move to the exit lane as early as possible. Never turn around on the expressway. Do not, under any conditions, cross the median or divider to turn your car around on a controlled access highway. Keep driving to the next exit, get off, and re-enter the highway in the other direction. Stopping. If you have a breakdown, an emergency, or have to stop for some reason, signal, then pull off to the extreme right shoulder away from moving traffic where it's safe. Turn on your emergency flashers. If you need help, raise your hood and tie a white cloth to the hood or radio antenna. When you are out of your car, never walk near the roadway. Keep children away from the traffic. Entering the expressway. You must yield to vehicles already on the expressway. Enter in the acceleration lane and stay to the right. Adjust your speed and watch the traffic. Signal left and when it's safe, merge into the proper lane. Leaving the expressway. Move to the proper lane well in advance of the exit, especially in heavy traffic. Maintain your speed at the flow of traffic until you reach the exit. Signal right at least 100 feet before the exit. Slow down on the deceleration lane or exit ramp and keep slowing down until you reach the posted speed limit. Check your speedometer. Passing. Upon a roadway which is divided into 4 or more lanes, a vehicle shall not impede the normal flow of traffic by driving in the left lane, provided, however, this paragraph shall not prohibit driving in a lane other than the right-hand lane when traffic conditions or flow, or both, or road configuration, such as the potential of merging traffic, require the use of lanes other than the right-hand lane to maintain safe traffic conditions. You may not exceed the speed limit to pass another vehicle. Getting there late is better than not getting there at all. Passing on the left. 1. Do not move to the left until you are sure you can do it safely. Check ahead for at least 200 feet of clear roadway without a no passing zone. 2. As you get ready to pass, especially a large truck or bus, never get so close that the vehicle blocks your view of the road ahead. Follow at a safe distance until you can see far enough ahead to pass safely. 3. Be sure that no other car is passing or is about to pass your car at the same time. Check your rearview mirror and look over your shoulder to check your blind spots. 4. Signal for a left turn, and when clear, move into the left lane. 5. Pass the car ahead and don't return to the right lane until you can see that car in the rearview mirror. 6. Signal, and pull into the right lane. Turn off your signal when you're in the lane. Passing on the right. You may overtake and pass on the right when the road is wide enough for 2 or more lanes in each direction, and there are no parked cars or other obstructions on the roadway. You are on a one-way road. The vehicle in front of you is making or about to make a left turn. You may never legally pass on the right by driving off the pavement or main portion of the highway. No passing zones. You must not pass. When the solid yellow line is in your lane, whether there are 2 yellow lines or a single solid line and a dashed line. On hills or curves, even if the road is not marked. Do not pass within 100 feet of an obstructed view or if vehicles or pedestrians might cross your path. Watch for bridges, viaducts, tunnels, overpasses, railroad crossings, intersections, and crosswalks. When someone is passing you. 1. Keep everyone safe. Help the other driver pass you. 2. Stay in your lane, and move right if being passed on the left. 3. Don't increase your speed. If a car approaches from the other direction while you're being passed, slow down and let the passing driver pull in front of you. Turning. In 2008, there were 4,813 collisions caused by drivers who made improper or illegal turns. To beginning drivers, turning seems simple, but it's more difficult than you think because it requires paying attention in all directions at once, planning and preparation, and good timing. Turn signals. Your turn signals are used to inform and warn other drivers that you intend to turn left or right, change lanes, slow down, pull off or onto the roadway, or stop. Your signal helps protect you and enables other drivers to adjust to your moves. It is illegal to turn without signaling. You should signal for at least 100 feet or one-third of a block before you turn, slow down, or stop. You can use the turn indicators on your car, or you can use arm signals. When you use arm signals, bring your arm in during the actual turn to keep control of the steering wheel. Making a turn. There are 6 steps in making a good turn. Study the diagrams on how to make right and left turns. Learn the 6 steps in the diagrams. They will help you avoid costly collisions and injuries. Do. 1. Signal what you intend to do. 2. Look behind and on both sides to see where other vehicles are, so you can change lanes and make the turn safely. 3. Move into the correct lane as soon as possible. The faster the traffic is moving, the sooner you should move into the proper lane. 4. If you are going too fast to make the turn safely, slow down before you reach the stop line or crosswalk. Select the proper gear before entering the intersection and accelerate slightly through the turn. Don't brake or depress the clutch while actually turning. Don't shift gears in the intersection. 5. Make the turn correctly. It will be easy if you are in the proper lane and driving slowly enough when you start the turn. 6. Finish the turn in the proper lane. Don't turn unless the turn is permitted and can be made easily. Don't try to turn from the wrong lane. If you aren't in the proper lane, drive to the next intersection and make the turn from the proper lane there. Circle back if you have to. Left turns. Don't turn the steering wheel to the left while waiting for oncoming traffic to pass. If you are hit from the rear while your wheels are turned, the impact can push you right into oncoming cars. Wait until you are sure you can complete the turn before turning the wheels. Making a left turn. Turn when the oncoming traffic is clear and watch behind you for cars trying to pass you while you're turning. Backing. Backing is more difficult for the beginner than driving forward because the field of vision is blocked by the car itself, and it's harder to control speed and direction. You will need a lot of practice to keep absolute control of the car or truck. Backing out of a parking place requires you to look in both directions and double-check for cars and pedestrians. To back up, look over your right shoulder so you can see through the back window. Never use the rearview mirror for backing up. Always go slowly, watching carefully in all directions. Back slowly into the lane closest to you for the direction you'll be going. Don't back any further than you have to. Never back into an intersection in order to turn around. It's much safer to drive around the block. Safety tip. Always check behind your car for bikes, tricycles, and even small children before you get into your car. This is especially important for vans and pickups.